Lord, teach us to pray. Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Today is the 11th of October. It's a Wednesday. Lord, teach us to pray. We are going to look at how Jesus responds to that. Do you ever wonder, how should I pray? What should I be saying? Am I saying the wrong thing? Am I speaking too much, too little? When should I pray? Morning, afternoon, evening? You know, we have questions like this. And fortunately, if we look in the Gospels, we have this direct question posed to Jesus by one of his disciples. Let's read the Gospel from today's Daily Mass, and let's look at the Lord's answer. It's a very simple answer, and one that you're going to be familiar with. It's Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Jesus was praying in a certain place. And, you know, right off the bat, this is a good example for us. Jesus is practicing what he is preaching. You might wonder, well, why is Jesus praying? Isn't he divine? Isn't he God? Well, prayer is more than just asking for help. It's not just a matter of asking God for help. It's a means of communication. It's a relationship. It's an expression of love between people who love one another. Jesus is speaking to his Father in prayer, setting an example for us. Isn't it great that this is documented? So Jesus is praying when he, in a certain place, so it's a specific place. He found a specific, special place to converse with his Father. He was doing this when one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. So, and this is a reference to John the Baptist, who taught his disciples how to pray. The question is posed to Jesus. Jesus, teach us to pray. And Jesus said to them, when you pray, say. So he's answering the question. Lord, teach us to pray. Here's the Lord's answer. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. And if that sounds familiar, it's a slightly different variation of the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer, which most of us are familiar with the version presented in Matthew's Gospel. But the sentiment is the same. And if you want to know how to pray, it's not necessary that you use these specific words, although the Our Father is, it's often referred to as the perfect prayer because it's taught to us by Jesus. So it's a good idea to pray the Our Father at least once each day. I mean, don't get scrupulous about it, but it's certainly a good idea. But even more important than using those specific words is to understand the sentiment behind the prayer, acknowledging the fact that we have a Father who loves us, a Heavenly Father who loves us, and his name is holy. He's God. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Father, I want your kingdom to be advanced in this life. I want to do that. That's my desire, for your name to be known, for your commandments to be known. I want to help facilitate that. That's what's going on there. Give us each day our daily bread. Father, we need things. We need things in this life, spiritual, material. We need things. And only you can provide them, Father. Please give us this day, not for the rest of our lives, each day, one day at a time, our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. We've all sinned in some way. A lot of times we don't know exactly what we've done. Keep asking the Holy Spirit. Trust me. He'll let you know. Sometimes it's major. Sometimes it's not that major. But it's all, any sin is an offense against God. We're doing what we want instead of what God wants. Forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. In other words, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Forgive us, Father, to the extent we forgive others. That's tricky, isn't it? But that's what we're praying in the Lord's Prayer. Finally, do not subject us to the final test. Please let us reach heaven one day at a time. Keep us free from temptations. Help us not give in to temptations. They're going to be there. Help us to be able to overcome them with your grace. That's it, in a nutshell. That's how Jesus told us to pray. Isn't that great? Simple and practical. Have a great day, and I look forward to joining you tomorrow on Following the Truth.